Today is the 3rd of April. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is an honor to have you here with me on this beautiful, beautiful day. So one of the things that I wanted to do yesterday, which I forgot to do, was say welcome to your new month. Guys, it is the month of April, which means January's gone, February's gone, March is over. Like, we are in April. And if you're anything like me, where has 12 weeks gone? Like, seriously, we are entering the second quarter of the year of 2018. By the time you know it, I'll be saying Merry Christmas. But let's not go there yet. Let's not go there yet. But right now, we are going to continue in the line of worship. We are going to pick up from where we left off yesterday. And our verse of the day comes from Philippians 4 verse 9. And it says this: whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. And so, Father, help us be a better teacher in word and deed as that we seek to influence those around us. For those who need our help in their Christian walk and those in our family seeking to grow in your grace, in Jesus' name. And so one of the things that have been on my heart this week is just worshipping in the spirit of peace. Do you know what I mean? Like, having a peace that surpasses all understanding, and just resting and knowing that God has everything under control. And so, for the next few days, I want us to worship in His peace. I want us to labor in His rest and understand that we are able to command the sea to be still. We are able to command the wind to be still. We are able to command peace in our lives. And so just lift up your voice and just tell God, here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you are God. Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes and let me see. This heart adore you, hope of a life spent with you. Oh, here I am to worship, and here I am to bow down, and here I am to say that you're my God. Yeah, you're together lovely, all together worthy, all together wonderful to me. I'll never know, yeah, how much it cost to see my sin upon the cross. I will never, never, never know how much it cost to see my sin upon the cross. Yeah. Here I am to say that You're my God. You're together worthy. All together.
Yeah.
All together wonderful to me. Father, I'll never know how much it costs. And because of that, we can rest in Him. We can have peace in Him. Because we will never truly ever know how much it really cost. I do not think you can put a price. I do not think you can put money on someone sacrificing their life for you. Here I am to worship. Father, here I am to bow. Hear your God. Proverbs 16:17 says, when a man's ways please the Lord, He makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. He makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. When our ways please the Lord, He makes our enemies at peace with him, with us. Father, we want your peace. We desire your peace. We need your peace. A peace that passes all understanding, God. Teach us to know your way. Teach us to please you, God. We want to please you with our lives. We want to please you with our thoughts. We want to please you with our hearts. We want to please you with our hands. Father, teach us, teach us, teach us, teach us. We come before you right now in humble adoration and we say, Father, we worship you. Teach us. Show us your way, show us your way, show us your way. Oh, oh. Just begin to sing your own song. Dictionary says that means freedom from disturbance, tranquility. Or a state or a period in which there is no war or a war has ended. Peace is something that we should all desire. Peace is something that we should all want. We shouldn't always have to live in a disruptive world. We shouldn't always have to live in a noisy world. We need peace. And so I want our worship to reflect that this week. And I want us to claim that which is ours. Father, we stand on your promise. We stand on your word. Isaiah 26 verse 3 says, "You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you." Because, Lord, we trust in you. Every word that comes out of your mouth. So, Father, we ask that you keep us in perfect peace. Help us to keep our minds focused and stayed on you. Yeah. I don't know who this is for, but just begin to ask God for stillness. Begin to ask God for peace, because when we are still and when we've taken away the noise and there's nothing around us distracting us, we can hear God better. We can truly see God for who and what he is. Begin to be still, practice to be still. A verse of the day teaches us that whatever we have learned or received from, or heard from, or seen, that we should put it into practice. And that God's peace will be with us. That's what I want for every single one of you, is that God's peace be upon you. God's peace surround you. Makata boshi kitiri bosha kataraba. Because a lot of us are living in noise. A lot of us cannot hear God. And so we just need to be still. We just need to be still and say, God, speak to us. We wanna hear your voice now and forevermore. We don't wanna make a wrong move. We wanna go where you tell us to. So Father, keep us. Help us to be still so we can hear your voice. And we can
see you, God. We want to be at peace in our minds, in our souls, in our hearts. Father, let your peace, let tranquility be a part of our daily lives. Yeah.
And for the next few seconds, I'm not going to say anything, but I just want you to sing unto God. Just sing unto him. So, Father, our prayer is help us, Father, to take you at your word and not to worry about the things of this life. Lord, we confess that we do have the tendency to get worried about the little things in life, and yet we know that this is demonstrating a lack of trust in the truth of your word. For, Father, you have promised to supply all our needs according to your riches and mercy. So, Lord, we pray that you help us to put our trust in you day by day. We know that you have told us not to let our hearts be troubled and to trust in you in all circumstances of life. Help us, Lord, when fear starts to well up in our hearts, to turn it over straight to you. Father, help us to fix our eyes on you. Help us to rest in the promise of your peace. Father, we thank you for all that you have provided for us throughout our lives. Father, our lives and our homes, our families and our friends, our health and strength, and the many benefits that you have showered on us day by day. And most of all, for dying for us on the cross, so that we may live forever with you in heaven. We do love you, Lord, and we pray that in the days that lie ahead, that we will turn to you as soon as the first negative thought crosses our mind and ask that you would replace it with your perfect peace. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. Amen and amen and amen. So, we are on all the social media websites. I need to learn how to... We are on all the social media websites. So, on Facebook, A Heart of Worship. If you want to follow me personally, you can follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, at JC May Music, or at JC May. JC May is on Instagram. The other two are Facebook and Twitter. Also, I just want to let you know that Heart of Worship will be putting on its first worship breakfast. So we are going to be turning church upside down and we are going to be worshiping God for about an hour, hour and a half. And then we'll have the word and then we'll get to fellowship together at the end. And so I'm looking forward to that. So please look out for details for that. I want as many people as possible to come to that. It will be on a Sunday, so I'm just putting it out there that it will be on a Sunday. But until tomorrow, guys, my prayer for you is this. May flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue. And may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. Guys, I love you. Stay blessed. Bye.